It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado casino revenues jumped in July. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Revenue for the state's slot machines rose to $616 million in July. That's almost double from June, the month casinos reopened after being shut down by the pandemic in March. Table games are still closed. Revenues for sports betting were up 55% over June, with the return of sports like baseball and hockey. This is the first year sports betting is legal in the state. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A proposed rail line from Fort Collins to Pueblo would carry nearly 3 million passengers a year. That's according to a new analysis from CDOT. Project Director Randy Graubarger says those numbers compare well to other similar rail lines across the country.
When we, you know, see that our projected corridor, even at these conservative numbers, are higher than the corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, that's kind of impressive.
The line would cost billions of dollars and take years to build, and one big question is where the money would come from. Officials say the project will require federal and state funds, and Amtrak already says it wants to invest in the line. Officials in Pueblo may let voters decide the fate of a downtown statue of Christopher Columbus. The city council meets this evening to discuss a potential November ballot question on removing the statue. Protests in the city have called for taking the statue down. Other residents want it to stay in place. Pueblo and much of Colorado have cooler temperatures today. Around Denver, a high near 80, then getting a bit warmer after Tuesday. There's a chance for some rain this afternoon and tonight. 77 in Colorado Springs, close to 80 in Pueblo, mid-70s in Fort Collins this afternoon. There's high fire danger for western Colorado and a red flag warning around Grand Junction. Highs there near 90 today, then cooler on Tuesday. This is CPR News.